Quintessential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tonight, as part of the observance of the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, Pittsburgh's Prime Stage Theater is presenting The Kennedy Legacy. Local actors will read excerpts of JFK speeches, and the audience will get to share where they were and what they remember from that Friday 50 years ago. I'm joined now in Studio A by Wayne Brinda, Artistic Director of the Prime Stage Theater. Wayne Brinda, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
And we'd like to hear from you. Where were you and what were you doing when JFK was assassinated? Tell us your Pittsburgh story. You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm. And you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Wayne, assuming that you were old enough to remember it, where were you when you heard that President Kennedy had been shot?
Well, I was 13 years old at the time, and I remember we were in history class. And those were the days when you were sitting in a history class, and they had the speakers on the wall, and those would be for the morning announcements. And we were sitting in class, and all of a sudden this morning, this announcement came on and interrupted Miss Wilma Anderson's history class. And said the news that JFK had been shot. None of us knew what to do. It literally, I can tell you the desk I was sitting in. I can tell you that I was wearing a red plaid shirt. I can tell you what Mrs. Anderson looked like. I can tell you, it was like it just froze that moment in time for me. And I'll never forget it.
And I can see that you're getting emotional now, 50 years later.
Yeah, it was we were young kids, you know. We were and it's like, what does this mean? What's going on? You know, what's happening? It just was literally just everything. I guess the best way I can say it and the best way I remember it is everything stopped. Literally, everything just froze. Everything just froze in time. I can't tell you what happened afterwards. I can't tell you what the teacher did, what Mrs. Anderson did. I don't remember anything after that moment. I just remember that moment, just vision like it happened this morning.
What gave you the idea to do the Kennedy Legacy?
Well, one of the things we're with Prime Stage Theater, we do three shows a year, and one of the things we focus on is bringing literature to life. But what we noticed is we have a show in November, and then we don't do a show again until March and then May. And we thought, you know, one of the things we need to do is we need to keep audiences connected with us, and we need to keep ourselves serving the region as much as we possibly can. So a couple years ago, we did readings, and we started with Jeff Zaslow's book, The Last Lecture. It worked okay, but we needed to revamp it, and we thought, you know, what better way to really start this second stage at Prime Stage series, then starting really with a legacy to Kennedy, you know, and making this the centerpiece of what we're going to be doing. And so that's where it came from.
What is it about President Kennedy that made him stand out from other presidents, that made him seem special to people of a certain age, certainly people like you,
right,
who remember when he was president?
I think the thing that I look, even looking back at him now and looking at all the footage, he was one of the first presidents, and I even remember my parents talking about this, that seemed to really connect with people. Presidents before this, they were the president, you know. They were maybe because they were older. But they were in their world, but they really didn't seem to be accessible or really connect to or that the people could relate to them, you know. But with Jackie, with the kids, but especially with JFK, there was a sincerity, there was a down to earth, and I think a lot of what he was saying was resonating with people. You know, the whole thing about ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. The whole thing with putting meaning into the lives, basically saying that, you know, you are responsible for what you do. And I just think it rang true. And it also gave a different look to what we could do as young people, you know, even though, yeah, I was 13 at the time, but still you didn't have to be 65 years old or 70 years old to attain something of that position. You can reach a goal, and you can reach a reasonable goal, and you can make a difference, and you can make a positive difference. And I think that meant a lot.
We're talking with Wayne Brinda. He is the artistic director of Prime Stage Theater in Pittsburgh. Tonight they're presenting the Kennedy Legacy, local actors reading excerpts of JFK's speeches, and the audience will get to share where they were and what they remember from that Friday 50 years ago. And I'm guessing as you went through the excerpts mm-hmm. of these speeches, you found a lot of great stuff, a lot of material certainly there to use.
Yes.
Because he, in addition to the things that he thought of himself, he had great speech writers.
Oh, incredible.
So as you're pouring through this material, how do you decide, you know, how do you go about putting it all together?
Well, Deck Ingram is the program director of this. And we're doing these excerpts at Max's Allegheny Tavern. Over on the north side on Sweetsman Street. So we're going to have, there'll be hors d'oeuvres and then there'll be, you know, a cash bar, but it'll be very informal. And one of the things that the Deck was looking at are, he has Chris Josephs working with us, he has Ron Siebert working with us, and Linda Haston is the third actress who'd be reading the excerpts. And it was, they're doing excerpts from City on a Hill. They're doing excerpts from the Cuban Missile Crisis. They're doing excerpts from his Berlin speech. And Ron is reading excerpts from his inaugural address, you know, which is profound. And then Linda is reading excerpts from his Kennedy's Civil Rights Address. So it's looking at those moments that really exemplify Kennedy, who he was, what he stood for. How he and going back to what you're saying about what made him so special, just how he connected to audiences, you know, how he brought a kind of hope and a different viewpoint to everybody, you know, to the whole world. And these excerpts are examples of that. And then having the moments, and all the actors remember the assassination, and then having moments to say, okay, where were you? What do you remember? For the audience to share with us too. So it really is going to be a very special evening.
Let's go to the phones. We have Mary in Brookline who wants to join the conversation. Mary, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Go ahead with your comment or question.
I was a very young teacher, 22 years old, teaching English in a junior high school. By coincidence, I was teaching the poem about Lincoln's assassination, "O Captain, My Captain," when the principal came into the classroom to say Kennedy had been shot. She didn't tell us then that he was dead. But it was so striking that we were almost ready to hear something like that because of the poem we were studying.
Yeah, that's and what you find is those kinds of connections between Lincoln and Kennedy, and those kinds of just unexplainable moments
Yes.
What's filled with this whole assassination and Kennedy's life. They're just profound.
How much did the way that people were able to relate to the president had to do with the fact that he did so many news conferences? He did a lot of regular news conferences. So in that way, did people feel like they knew him?
I think that had a lot to do with it. And I was watching some of the reports over this past couple of days about the assassination, and they constantly mentioned that he would step out of the normal thing of what the Secret Service of what was supposed to happen and literally go out and go to the people, you know, and shake hands and meet with the people and kind of step out of that world of the bubble that one reporter called. It was the bubble of the presidency, you know, and connect, and would be driving the Secret Service crazy. But that was what he was able to do. And even when you look at his speeches, there was a spontaneity. And I think that led to the genuineness that came across with what he said, even though, yes, he had speech writers and he had incredible speech writers. But there was a genuineness to him, and I think that – and you could see it in his eyes. You could see it in his demeanor, and it was wonderful.
So Is this event tonight, is it a way for people to release emotions maybe that they haven't been in touch with for decades?
I think that has a good point. I think that's a really good way of looking at it, Paul. I think that because there is a lot of that, and I think that's yes, absolutely. And I think for the people that weren't old enough to remember, this is an opportunity for them to find out a little bit more about who JFK was. And not just from history books or not just from hearsay, but from, you know, primary source documents and listening to people who were there and who remember. So this is an opportunity not only for those who are old enough to remember, but this is an opportunity for young people to come and say, well, let me really find out about who this man was and what is the significance of this moment in our history.
And again, the event is called the Kennedy Legacy, local actors reading excerpts of JFK speeches, being staged by Prime Stage Theater at Max's Allegheny Tavern tonight, 7 o'clock.
Yes,
gets underway.
Right, and it's actually 7:30, but they can get there at 7 o'clock. It's about an hour-long presentation, so they'll be able to go to Light Up Night afterwards. And there's information on our website at primestage.com, or they can get tickets at the door at Max's Allegheny Tavern.
Very good. Thanks to our caller, by the way, Mary from Brookline, for sharing her story, and to my guest, Wayne Brinda, who is Artistic Director of Prime Stage Theater. Wayne, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up, we'll talk with comedian Drew Carey, who is performing in Pittsburgh tonight. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.